Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we discuss why it's important not to ignore red flags, your gut instinct that says something, someone, or a situation isn't quite right.
We've all had this experience where we've ignored our instinct only to kick ourselves later down the line. Or we've made a decision quickly, not knowing why, and it's potentially changed the direction of our life. We share our own experiences of this and hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Midlife Mentors podcast with me, James.
And me, Claire. I'm smiling because he said edition. Edition? Episode?
I like to mix it up, Claire.
You really do.
I like the variety
you
of life.
You really do. Sometimes,
stay curious, people.
Sometimes James uses words. This is no word of a lie. After 8 years of being together, sometimes James uses new words all the time.
Like, I just have a very wide vocabulary.
Well, keeps me on my toes / concerns
me. I'm indefatigable.
Oh dear. Anyway, how are you all? We've had a good week. We put our Christmas tree up. We're getting very Christmassy here in the Davis household.
We are. What have we been up to this week? It's been a bit of a blur. My birthday was last weekend.
Yes.
If you haven't sent me presents yet, there's still time.
His birthday's going on.
Honestly, it does feel like that was so long ago already. I can't believe only 1 week has gone by. I'm not quite sure what's been going on. We felt very busy. We've done a lot more podcast interviews.
We have. Got some great guests coming up. Very excited about that.
We've been speaking to a few journalists about some press we've got coming out.
We have.
That'll probably be in January, though.
And we're running a masterclass, actually, next week. We haven't got the date. We're actually recording this. We don't know the exact date next week and the exact time, but it will be in the show notes. By the time this goes out, you'll know when it is. You can click the link and it's completely free, a masterclass. We're doing it before the end of 2023 because we want to share our knowledge with you about how to live your healthiest, happiest midlife.
We do.
For 2024
Can't
and beyond.
Can't wait for that.
So let's dive in to, it's going to be a fairly short one today. We wanted to talk to you about gut instinct and kind of actually not ignoring red flags. So I actually did a little video on this on TikTok and on Instagram. I think it went up and it was well received because I was basically talking about how in the past, I mean, there's so many of us right out there that have ignored those red flags, those gut instincts that tells you that something isn't right, someone isn't quite right, a situation might not be quite right, and then we go on to ignore it, and then we give ourselves a good kick, and we get really cross with ourselves that we've missed that gut instinct, that intuition that was telling ourselves that it wasn't quite right. And we all do it, but I was sharing that actually as I've got older, I've been able to trust my gut instinct a lot more, to kind of feel those red flags and trust my gut instinct a little bit more, which is a blessing, really.
Mm, it really is. I mean, I think, you know, since the advancement of science in the 19th century, we've become to rely much more on data. And that's a good thing. We should always get data for feedback. But maybe in doing that, we have lost touch with an inner part of ourselves, which gives some guidance as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just touch on the science of this. We know that the gut and brain are connected through the vagus nerve, which allows the fastest signals to run through the body. We know that our mood and cognition is directly affected by the state of health of our gut. So it's no wonder, you know, we've got a saying that goes back centuries, you know, what's your gut feeling on this? Trust your gut. It's because we get that sensation, I think, in our tummies when we're feeling into things that probably does have some sort of connection with our gut health and that vagus nerve and our mind-brain connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just... I think also sometimes it can feel a little bit like anxiety. I think the gut instinct and the intuition, like James just said, we kind of feel it in our gut, don't we? And sometimes it can feel a little bit like anxiety. But I just wanted to share with you, I've just been researching this, a little bit about what science says, that gut instinct, because actually science backs this up as well. There is actually a space and a place for us to really listen to our gut instincts, to feel those red flags, and to feel into our gut instinct rather than, like what James said, just going on our knowledge, just going on our brain. I do feel like we've really disconnected from our heart space and feeling into our feelings. You know, we're very, very logical. We're becoming more logical as we advance with science and stuff. But I just wanted to share some of what kind of the background said about what gut instinct feels like instead of anxiety. So a gut instinct can feel like a flash of clarity, and I know I've experienced this many times before, a flash of clarity or tightness in the body, which is sometimes when you might think that feels like anxiety. So again, this is practice. One of the things I would say is, as we do get older, one of the things, the wisdom that comes with age, is we do start to trust our instincts a little bit more and be able to distinguish between anxiety and a gut instinct.
I would say that's a really important distinction to make, though, Claire, because, you know, any big decision we make or anything that takes us out of our comfort zone is going to make us naturally anxious. And we do know that our subconscious dialogue is going to try and talk us out of it. So it's being able to be aware between whether that is your subconscious fearing a big decision, a big risk, and the anxiety that's associated with that, or whether it's actually like a true gut feeling.
Yes.
And there is a difference that we need to feel into almost.
Yeah, because actually, as I'm reading these out, and as I'm kind of talking about this, I do think there is so many parallels from that gut instinct feeling and trusting your instinct with anxiety. And like James said, we see this all the time, and I experience this all the time in my life. It's like, is that anxiety, which is like a real red flag? It's like, no, don't go any further. It's like a stop sign.
It's like every time you see me moving around something fragile. Like,
yes.
If we go in the Christmas display section with all the glass ornaments in a shop,
yes,
your anxiety goes through the roof.
Yeah, and then my gut instinct is telling me to get James out as quickly as possible. Like Liberty's, going around the Christmas shop in Liberty's was terrifying for me because James...
I get a lot of bad press, listeners.
No,
I'm not
do.
That clumsy. Yeah. I haven't broken that many things.
He has. So yeah, I think anxiety, gut instinct can really feel the same. Like some of the other stuff that they said is gut instinct can be seen as anxiety as well. You know, like sweaty palms or feet, thoughts that keep returning. And
sweaty feet?
Sweaty palms or feet. It actually says sweaty palms or feet. I get sweaty feet.
I was going to say something about your feet.
I did actually mean to say palms first, but I said feet. And I'm not going to edit that out.
Okay, brilliant.
No, keeping it real. So, yeah, I think just making sure that, I suppose, you are aware of when it's that anxiety telling you to stop doing something or when it's actually a gut instinct. And I think the more we can practice really going into our gut instinct, because actually that's how, like we were saying, that is how we're meant to be. We're meant to be able to feel into our feelings, but we've become so distracted. We like to distract ourselves from our own feelings. We've said this many times on this podcast. You know, we have forgotten how to be with our feelings. We don't want to be with them. And there's so many distractions in today's society where we don't have to feel them. So there's plenty of times, I imagine, that your gut instinct, that red flag comes up, you'll be thinking, actually, maybe I should do this, maybe I shouldn't do that. But actually, you've become so unaware of your own feelings that actually you don't know which is which. And that might be why later on down the road, you're like, oh, I wondered if that was a really bad idea. Or, oh no, that was a business idea that I had. And my gut instinct was saying yes, but I took it as anxiety because I'm not in touch with my feelings. And now I'm kicking myself. So some of the things that, you know, here's the thing, gut instinct actually is, it's not just about feelings. It is based on experience. So even if we're not very conscious or conscious at all, that actually our gut instinct is really based on our previous experiences. It's based on stuff that we might have experienced years and years and years ago that's not conscious at all. And we're we're not aware of it. So it is based on experience. And just doing a little bit of research as well, when should you actually potentially go with your gut instinct rather than logic, rather than reason? And that's when, you know, when you need to make a quick decision. So there might be a situation, where, again, we've all been in one of these situations where you have to decide something quick. It might be that you've gone and seen a house or want that you're going to buy or somewhere that you want to rent. And someone else says, you know, the person showing you around, the realtor or the estate agent, wherever you're listening in from, says, there's four other people interested in this. You're going to have to make a quick decision now.
To be fair, they always say that.
Yeah, I know, to get a quick sale. But that's when actually knowing your gut instinct, trusting your gut instinct and being able to feel into it and trust it, like really trusting it. That's an example of when you need to make a quick decision and you need to be practiced at knowing what that feels like.
Can I give you an example where you have trusted your intuition and it's turned out well? Another time maybe where you overruled your intuition and it hasn't turned out so well.
I don't know whether I should say this on this podcast.
No. Getting together with James.
I don't mean to offend anyone. I'm sure they don't listen. But, you know, my gut instincts actually, to be totally honest, my gut instincts on both my marriages before you. It's a really good question. And I did know, like deep down, I did 100% know that neither of those was quite right. But again, like I ignored that because of society's expectations of me, from all my previous experiences of what people had said and told me about and what I believed about myself, which is you have to compromise, which is true. But, you know, compromising to a degree where, you know, where things don't feel quite right, I would say those are the two that came to the top of my mind. Where, and then you're in it, you're so ingrained in that situation that it's very, very hard to turn around and say, oh, hang on a minute, guys, I'm going to trust my gut instinct here. But again, I think that's what comes with experience. I think where I'm at now in my life, knowing that I've had so many of those situations where I didn't trust my gut instinct, I didn't trust my intuition, and how terribly they turned out for everyone in the party, makes me think, hang on a minute, I do know, and it doesn't matter how difficult a situation might be or who I might hurt, I do need to listen to my gut instinct more. And because otherwise, further down the line, things get a hell of a lot messier and a lot more difficult. So that's my... I'm going to ask you the same question. Like, when have you... give me one where you have not listened to your instinct and it's not turned out well.
I guess mine was buying a business where the data looked good. So everything looked good on paper. But there was always a nagging feeling. I had a nagging feeling that something's not right and this doesn't feel right. And I went through with it to my cost, because it turned out retrospectively the data had been not right. It had been misrepresented. So my gut was actually right on that and the data was wrong.
And it cost you a lot.
It did.
A lot.
It did.
Money, relationships, everything.
Yeah.
It did. Where's one of my instincts where it was right and it turned out well?
Mine's yours.
I was about to say that. Everyone's being sick now. But I mean, absolutely, my gut instinct on you was, and it was also difficult. Anyone that's listened to our story, anyone that knows us, you know, it was never the honeymoon. I think we had about a 2-week honeymoon period. And then obviously I moved over to Ibiza very fast. It was all very quick. And we dived straight into working together, living together, me in a new country. But my gut instinct, I remember being in Hazelmere in my flat and everything in my body, I had to distinguish between anxiety and gut instinct. I was really anxious the night before I moved over. I was absolutely bricking it, everyone. And I was like, is my instinct completely wrong? I was completely questioning my instinct.
Same. I mean, I was sitting in Ibiza on the other end of that, only your sofa had turned up ahead of you.
taking over
my flat. So,
it hadn't. I turned up before. But yeah, I mean, absolutely you. And lots of decisions with the business, actually, that we've got together. There's lots of decisions that we have made that have been very good. There have also been ones where we've hired people, business coaches and stuff like that, that again, James has had a bad instinct. We've gone through with it and actually we've ended up realising that it wasn't a very good idea at all. I think it is like a testing and you're not always going to get it right. But I think the more you do it and you fail at it, not fail, but you know,
the more you practice it, the more you're going to come in tune with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And the more, you get it wrong.
Tune into it more effectively.
Yeah. And like actually retrospectively looking back and thinking, oh my goodness, I kind of did know that that wasn't the right decision. I ignored it. I won't do that again. But that's what happens when we create predictions. That's what gut instinct feels like. It's actually, yes, it's I suppose a spiritual connection. I do believe there is a connection with the universal source of something. Also gives you that connection. Like there are just some things you cannot explain. There are just some decisions you make, your gut instinct, that you cannot explain. Like you don't feel like they're conscious at all, that you've ever experienced them before. Like you just have those flashes of inspiration or moments where you're like, that's what I need to do. And they could be a split second. And some of these split second things can change your life. They can save your life. You know, there are so many now coming to my mind about actually where I've made decisions when I was traveling actually on my own. And I could have got myself into some dangerous situations, a girl on her own traveling. And I made certain quick decisions based on nothing, based on I don't know where that flash of, oh my goodness, Claire, get on this train or move to that side of the road or whatever. I feel like that is like a God space kind of talking to you. That's my impression. But then there are other times where it's based on experience and you're like, well, I got it wrong then. Maybe I should listen to my intuition more. Oh, I got it right then. Maybe I should listen to my intuition more. But I do feel like there's a real intervention sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think it comes from this trusting your gut and something there that we maybe can't quite explain. But also, based on your past experience and your knowledge, right? Mm. Have this thing called situational awareness, which is what you were talking about there, you know, looking at your environment and going, okay, what are the potential factors here that could be a threat and adapting accordingly, but that can also play in with your intuition as well. It's like, oh, should I take the shortcut down that dark alley at 3 a.m, or should I go the long way around on the busier road with the light?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were so many times where I look back now in my life and I think, well, why did I make that decision? And I actually, could have saved my life. There was something else that happened. You know, you hear of these stories all the time, split decisions, their gut instinct that aren't necessarily based on anything factual. So we just wanted to jump on, have a little bit of a ramble on this one, because I suppose in a sense, I just want to say, don't ignore those red flags. We're talking about red flags and intuition here interchangeably, but I would say don't ignore those red flags. If something is telling you something doesn't feel quite right or someone doesn't feel quite right, don't just dismiss it. Don't just dismiss it with logic. Actually go into the feeling space of it. Don't not trust it. Not trust it.
Because I say we get that, right? We get that thing. Sometimes it's quite intense first off. It's just like, oh, no, don't trust this or that person.
Yeah.
Other times it can be a bit of unease at the start, then it builds over time. You're like, I'm really not sure. Mm. That feeling increases. But I think it's about not ignoring that, but maybe looking into what could be behind it. Mm. And then looking if there is any data to support that as well. Mm. And I would say, for my life example, sometimes when I've seen that maybe the orange flag become the red flag, because then I start to see more and more things happening, I'm like, oh, I've had a narrow escape there.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't ignore the red flags, people. I hope you've enjoyed this little ramble. We were like, what should we talk about today? Because we had an interview last week. We like to keep it, you know, James and I,
we've got
an
interview. Great interview next week.
We have. We like to keep it James and I, then an interview, James and I, then an interview. So, but we just thought we would jump on and talk about that because it's something that actually has been, something that we've experienced a lot of this year, actually. All the time. But particularly when you run your own business, there are lots of people coming into your world, coming into your life. And you know, I think this year we have very much stood in that space of not ignoring red flags and really trusting our instinct. And that's a really beautiful thing. And I think we've both grown in that area too. So just wanted to share that with you. So listen, the masterclass details are going to be on the show notes, I hope. And if not, just pop us an email at team@themidlifementors.com if you want to sign up to the masterclass. Really exciting. We haven't done one of these for ages. We're going to be showing you how to reclaim your confidence, vitality, the body you deserve, without making lots of costly mistakes and sapping your time, energy, and all that kind of stuff, and doing all the wrong things, and all the wrong things. So you don't know what you're doing wrong until you know what you're doing wrong. So we're going to share that with you. So that will be next week. And we're really looking forward to sharing that with you.
Mm.
Any questions, drop us a line. Please share this podcast. Please give us a lovely rating. Please let your friends know about this, because we want to spread this message far and wide. We don't take sponsorship on it, because we hate that on podcasts that we listen to. Really hate it. So please, please pay the fee and share and like and review this. And we're sending you so much love.
Till next time.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.